Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. Each week, our poem is intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Welcome to this week's poem. Mark, how's your week been?
Excellent. Beautiful weather here in Athens, Georgia.
In medical school, we've all been taught the risk factors for coronary artery disease, things like obesity and family history. Well, in this week's poem, the authors of a study ask, in the emergency room, how useful is it to know patients' risk factor in terms of predicting the likelihood of an acute coronary syndrome? To begin with, Mark, help us to understand what is meant by acute coronary syndrome.
We're talking about things that used to be called unstable angina or non-Q-wave MI or subendocardial MI. Typically, serious cardiac conditions, generally excluding ST elevation MI.
And there's been some controversy, has there been, about what actually predicts those syndromes?
Yeah, there's, you know, we of course think of it in patients with chest pain when they present to us in the ER, in the primary care setting, and we've traditionally thought about the importance of risk factors and that patients with more risk factors, things like hypertension or hyperlipidemia, are more likely to have acute coronary syndrome as the cause of their chest pain. This is a really interesting study. The researchers had emergency physicians enter data on over 10,000 patients presenting to the ER with chest pain and possible acute coronary syndrome. This was a convenient sample, since not every patient at every ER got entered in the study. The physicians were all over the country, and they were entering their data via computer. The physicians entered information about the patient's age, risk factors, things like diabetes, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, smoking, family history, as well as the final diagnosis. And in the study group, 8.1% had a final diagnosis of acute coronary syndrome at the end of 30 days. And that's pretty typical for an ER population of patients with chest pain. The results were reported as likelihood ratios broken down by age group and by the number of risk factors. Now, a likelihood ratio corresponds to our clinical idea of how well a test rules in or rules out disease. A value less than 1, especially if it's a lot less than 1, like 0.1 or 0.2, means a test is good at ruling out disease when negative. Values greater than 1, especially if they're greater than 5 or 10, tell us how well a positive test rules in disease. Values close to 1 mean the test does not give us any useful information. And as it turned out, the number of risk factors was strongly associated with the likelihood of ACS in patients under age 40. Those who had no risk factors, the likelihood ratio was 0.2, and if they had 4 or more risk factors, it increased to 7. So it was really useful in that setting of the young patient with chest pain. But what was interesting is that when they looked at patients age 40 to 65, the likelihood ratio was 0.5 with no risk factors and only about 2 with 4 risk factors. So not a big difference, pretty close to 1. And for patients over age 65, the number of risk factors had no predictive ability at all. The likelihood ratios were around 1, regardless of the number of risk factors. The bottom line is that while the presence or absence of cardiac risk factors is somewhat helpful when evaluating a young patient with chest pain, they lose their value as the patient ages and are useless over age 65.
Any thoughts, Mark, on how to deal with uncertainty? Risk factors help us understand populations, and you know, if a population comes in with this risk factor or that risk factor, they're more or less likely to have the syndrome. But an individual patient comes into the hospital and is lacking in risk factors, but there still is enough for us to be suspicious about. We still have to enter them into a protocol to rule in or rule out disease, do we not?
That's right. But I think the urgency with which we pursue that evaluation, the whether we admit the patient or not, is going to differ. And it really, it's a situation where in under age 40, patients coming in with chest pain are much less likely to have acute coronary syndrome. But if there's somebody that has a lot of risk factors, we might want to be a little more aggressive in pursuing that evaluation. On the other hand, because so many patients over age 65 have these risk factors, it's hard to find someone that doesn't have either a family history or hyperlipidemia or diabetes or hypertension at that age. So many people have them that they lose their ability to help us discriminate those with acute coronary syndrome from those without. So we have to, you know, learn to adjust that decision making and not overvalue those the absence of risk factors. So if someone is 65 or 70 and they don't have risk factors, but they do have chest pain, we have to take that very seriously. On the other hand, we can't as quickly perhaps dismiss chest pain or take a more leisurely approach to working it up in the younger patient who does have a lot of risk factors.
Excellent. That's this week's Primary Care Poem. Thanks, Mark, for joining us. We'll talk to you again next week.
Great. See you then.
Good. Have a nice week. Thanks.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.